Forgotten Women by Frieda Lightfoot, performed by Anne Plosnick. My dearest love, let me assure you that I am well. The silence in the prison cells, as thousands of women prisoners wait for the call they dread, is deeply distressing. Every night is the same. The guards come in the hour before dawn to select the next victims to be shot by firing squad. The only crime of many of these poor women is to have supported their husband by not revealing his whereabouts, or simply to raise funds for the Republican cause. Even failing to follow the teachings of the Catholic Church with sufficient diligence can result in execution, particularly if the family is of the wrong political persuasion. Sometimes I feel that anticipating one's death is almost worse than the actual event itself, rather like waiting to be sacrificed to ancient pagan gods. The agony becomes so intense that desperation grows inside me to get it over with quickly. Each night, when the call finally comes, the eyes of the women being taken go instantly blank, as if they've already departed this world and are looking beyond the grim walls of the prison to a life of peace in the hereafter. They walk to meet their fate with pride and courage, dressed in their best, heads shaved. I confess to breathing a sigh of relief each time I am passed by, even if my heart bleeds for those less fortunate than myself. An emotionally charged silence generally follows, as those of us who have been spared listen for the sound of the shots that mark the end of yet more innocent lives. Some prisoners have had their sentence commuted to anything from 10 to 30 years. I can't recall how much of my five-year sentence I have served here in Ventas Prison, or La Pepa, as some call it. I've lost track, but then time no longer seems relevant. I do hope you are still safe, my darling. I live in hope for the day when this dreadful war is over and we'll be together again. Sorry, my love, but I had to stop writing this letter and have returned to it a night or two later. I was interrupted by a heart-rending scream, then forced to watch in agonized silence as a woman frantically fought a guard who was dragging her child from her arms. He strode away with the screaming infant tucked under his arm as if it were no more than a rabbit. Silence descended upon everyone as the poor woman fell into a stupor, realizing she had but hours to live.